Hey, what's up, beautiful people? Mambo vipi? What's good? Huh? What's going on? 2021 ina kubamba ukiwa wapi? Manze, happy new year, manze. Welcome back to Forgive and Love. I'm your host, Roger. And yeah, manze, the year has started. Curfew now ndo hiyo. Imeongezwa. Hizo siku zina curfew, but nazo zina nyingi. I don't know, but I know we'll be able to maneuver through this. I know we have learned how to cope with situations. I know we have learned how to go through stuff. So by now, I think we'll be okay. It's not a new thing to us. So moving on swiftly, as we start this year, manze, we want to start with a bang here, Forgive and Love. So I want to continue our lessons. So last year we started talking about this thing called love, and we learned a few things here and there. Tukaona kwamba love, what is love? And even as we continue to dive deep into it, so one of the things we realized about love is not just a mere emotion. Love is an attitude of the heart. And first and foremost, love is a person. Love is God himself. And God is love. So, in whatever way, if we really need to understand love, we need to consult love itself. You see, like we need to consult God and what he says about love and all this. So, we also learned that there are different kinds of love. We have the love between relationship within family. That's a different kind of love. And there's a love between you and God, a love between friends, you see. So today I want us to dig deep into knowing what kind of love is what kind of love, so that we don't atuchanganye hizi stuff, because I realize it can cause a confusion where you say you love your mother with the same kind of love you love your dog, you know. So there are different levels of love, and we want to learn them. And these are just the basics of relationships. Tunashinda to may ignore, but I believe that we need all these to set a foundation. Before we even start talking about breakups and all this and all whatever happens in relationships, I believe kuna basics zenye tumeacha, tumeignore, zenye tunafaa tunajua before we move forward into getting into commitments, into relationship with other people. So today we're going to start digging deep on there are four types of love, and I hope you get ready to learn, because if you're not ready, 2021 ule mwaka maze, we need to move forward and we need to get everything straight and everything working, and I know we'll be able to do that. So stay tuned, I'm your host Roger, and it's about to get hot. So tunaanza na gani? Let's start with philia. Philia is the love of friendship. It refers to the love that one has for a friend or acquaintance. It's the affection we have for someone we are familiar with. You know, a friend is someone with whom we can share our deepest thoughts and our innermost selves, often more so than we do share with our family, actually. Because when you ukiulizo say who are the people you share your most interests, the deepest thoughts of your mind, I think if we are honest, we'll really say it's not family members. Atasi makuzo. Fantasy bro, those people you think you were so close to, but they are really not. So this kind of love, philia, is the one which is shared between amongst friends. So we all need a nourishment of meaningful relationships with our few really good friends. And even though as positive and beneficial for our lives, this kind of friendship love is, however, philia does not qualify to be the highest or deepest form of love. Ask me why. Why? Let me tell you why. So one characteristic of philia is that it tends to focus on personalities and physical attraction, which change by time, you know, like if you focus on physical attractions, wazee, watu zeeka, muscles who nyauka we get and devil nyolea. So yeah, and so this is what filio tends to base. You are connected, you have a certain friend because unaona kuna vitu zingine zenye mnapenda pamoja, una get. So those are the kind of friends you do. You either sing together or you either hang out together, go clubbing out together, vitu kama hizo. So that's what makes you friends. But in case those things change, do we really continue to be friends? I doubt so. So here, the relationship is based on mutual compatibility. However, with relationships like magnets, I think opposite should attract. What I'm trying to say is maybe basing our conclusion, if we are looking for a girlfriend or a spouse, and you say, I think this is the one because he likes what I like and he loves what I love and he knows, you know, we sing together. And I've had this so many times in church. Like, hey, manze, mina tafta mse, mina tafta demu wenye, at least anaimba, mina kicheza keys, anaimba pale, unageta, mina tafta chalibu wenye, at least, unajua, ana preach, miniko deep in word, but sometimes, yeah, sometimes maybe the opposite is what happens. You find that you can be attracted to someone who is the opposite of what you want, and I guess sometimes that's what should be so that we can be able to balance. I don't know. This is my opinion. Maybe you can also continue bringing out your thoughts on what to settle for. But I think this can't be the foundation upon which we want to build a long-term relationship, such as marriage, because we have conditions. If someone is not like this, then we can't be friends. So, you see? These conditions create expectations, and expectations create disappointment. So I don't think, especially relationships in terms of marriage, and should they need something deeper. It's good to have this kind of friendship, but we need a deeper kind we need to go deeper than this. So what deeper am I talking about? Let's see. Let's find out. Let's discuss storge. Inayonigani. So this storge is the love of family. So it describes the tender affection of parents toward their children and that of children towards their parents, and also across the extended family like cousins, uncles, aunts, grandpas and grandmothers. The love we share in our families is what is characterized, is what is named storge according to the Greeks. So family implies relationships. So this is what also creates a problem with this kind of love, because we assume if we are family, then we are friends. And if we are friends, then we are a relationship. Here, it's easy to take love for granted, actually. Manake, tuko like, he's my mom. Mtu akikuuliza, do you love your father? You're like, come on, are you really, really asking me that? It's obvious I love my father, but do you really love your father? Are they people you can run to share your deepest thoughts? We have just realized that sometimes it's easier to share your thoughts with friends more than family. So, just as filio, I guess storge can easily foster a sense of obligation, because una feel like we love not because we want to, but because we have to. I have to love my mother. I have to love my father. I have to love my brother because he's my brother. Come on, you see? So those are obligations. Obligations produce pressure. Pressure produces stress, and sustained stress is dangerous for every relationship. So, if we are involved in such a conditional love, because these are conditions. If you are my father, you need to do this. If I'm your son, I need to do this. These are conditions. You need to, because you are my father. So, these kinds of conditions create a sense of guilt every time we fail to live up to our obligation, and angry, bitter, or we are sometimes resentful when other people fail to live up to their obligation. Unaambia budako, hey manze, I thought you were supposed to be there for me, buda. Manze, where have you been? Where have you been? Mamangu, where have you been? Where have you been? You're supposed to be my mother. Hizo vitu kama hizo. So, the love of family represented in Stoj is not limited to nini, by the way. It's not limited to only blood relations. This is also experienced in church. Unaona? Why in church? Because utakuta in church we have, I guess the Bible also keeps on saying the family of God and those who believe and follow Christ are members of the family of God, brothers and sisters in the Lord. And again, so this kinds of love is also experienced in church. The problem now, the shida with this kind of love, tumeona, it also suffers the same temptation of assuming relationship. Apo church pia, tuko like, if you are my pastor, you're supposed to be checking on me. If you are my brother in Christ, you're supposed to be accountable. And hizo vitu tumie keana pressure, una get vitu kama hizo. So, it is not a healthy kind of place to be. So, we are supposed to be more, we are not supposed to allow familiarity amongst us to take away the sense of greater and deeper relationships. We need to create, as much as we are family, we need to have the craving and we need to cultivate our relationship to get deeper. We need to be good friends. We need to be friends, apart from just being family, apart from just going to church together, but apart from just singing together, we need to cultivate friendship, which is a deeper state of relationship. Where it's getting hotter. It's getting hotter. Let me take some hot water. What up? Guess what we are going to discuss next? Eros. Sexual love. Sexual love. So, let me give you a brief history. The ancient Greeks delighted in and in a way worshipped the beauty of human body and sexuality. So Eros was their word for sexual activity in all its forms, which they regarded as a type of love. They also have a god of love they call Eros. Anyway, unlike true love, Eros is completely sensual. I mean, it bases its nini on the five senses of the body. Yeah? The sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of hearing, the sense of story. Yeah. So it centers its physical stimulation of the five senses. So because of its physical nature, Eros is controlled by chemical reactions within the body. Erotic love is emotional love, fueled by feelings, and therefore rises and falls as feelings do. Iko hivyo yani, very wavy. Kama waves za bahari, inakuja ikienda, inakaa ikienda. So the difference is true love is constant. It does not itegemei either you feel it or not. You see, I guess to me has a corner difference. But we'll get to that point. We'll get to that point where you see the difference after the end of this episode. I just hope that you stay with me. Sioke kusikiza, it's about to get juicy. Yeah. So a person who is driven by Eros alone sees his or her potential partner as nothing more than a sex object, a target to conquer. Yeah. So, relationships which are built around Eros is as kai sana. They just last as long as the feeling lasts. Eh? Niza kichiku. Relationship when you built on just I love how I feel when I'm around you and all that. It's a feeling zikiisha on the relationship with you may. So Eros is a bit selfish. It has no regard for the feelings or the desires of the other person, being only interested in the personal gratification. it can get from that person. So the desires and our passions, and they really need to be restrained and put under control. As much as it's okay to feel that way, it's okay to be sensitive. I guess we also have to have a confinement, and we have to get this. So, and we can't build our relationships on this shaky ground of physical and sensual kind of attraction only. It's important, but it's not the basic. It's not the. It becomes a problem if it's the priority. Let me just say that. If you're just having someone, if you're just settling for someone because of how they sexual they are and all that, that is a very shallow ground to build on a long-term relationship. Yeah, so let's see. What then is true love? What is true love then? What is true love? It's about to get educative, guys. Stay with me. Agape. Agape is the divine love. This is the love God has for his people, as well as the love his people give back to him. It is also the kind of love that the people of God are supposed to have towards one another. So, unlike philia and storge, agape carries no obligation. It holds no expectations and lays down no conditions like, you have to do this so that I can love you better, you have to do this. No. Agape is not that way. And it's unconditional love. Agape is unconditional love. It has no conditions. I just love you. It's not because of how sexual you are. It's not how... It just loves. You see? So... Where Eros is full of selfishness, agape acts first and foremost for the good and welfare of the other person. Agape iko like, unakaa poa we nikikupata yani nitaku, unaona, but Eros is like, I need to respect you, it has the best interest of the other person at heart, unaona. So this is how we get to differentiate between true love and other kinds of love. And this is the love which comes from the father direct to his children. And the children are us. And this is the same kind of love we need to share amongst ourselves, and we need to give back to God. So, an example of this kind of love is how Jesus came and gave himself to die for our sins. You see, that is just pure love. And we don't have to do anything to gain it. He just decided to. Actually, love is a choice. You choose to love someone. You don't, either they respond or they don't. Either they love you back or they don't. You just make a decision to. So we see this as how God decided and chose to love us. So God is the only source of agape. He revealed it to us through Jesus, and us believing in Jesus and accepting his sacrifice by faith, and we also get to run with that grace and also have an opportunity to share in the agape, and we also have an opportunity to love each other in the same way Jesus loved us. So God loves all people in the world with divine agape, but only those who are in the community of believers know that love by personal experience. To the world at large, agape is unknown. And also, I think at church we also get a difficult of really trying to understand agape, and we keep on consulting the world, what is love, and it has not been really made clear in our everyday Bible teachings. But I thank God because we have tools out here which can really help us, and even the Holy Spirit helps us to teach us and to lead us in all truth. Let's consider this verse, which comes from the book of 1 John chapter 4 from verse 11 through 12. John ni ule msee John anakuwaga yule mse mwenye anajua love, yani John was the most loved disciple of Jesus. So yeah, yeah, his story is a love, yani he has the first hand experience of love with him hanging around with Jesus. So this is what he says in this chapter. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made perfect in us. That is 1 John chapter 4, from verse 7 through 12. And it is assuring us, and it is giving us some tips on, or some take-homes from that verse. One of the take home is that agape is a person. God is love. Love is a person. God is love. If you have God, you have love. And if you have love, the way God expressed it, we are supposed to express it towards other people. And this kind of love is unconditional. Someone has nothing to do. Ama someone, mtu hafai kuvaa some way. Mtu hafai kuvaa in some way ndo umpende. Hapana. This is unconditional. We need to share this with people out here. So we also see that love is oneness. Love one another. And this makes us one. And another point to note from that verse is that love is others conscious. God saw that it was important for us to be saved. We didn't ask for it. But he went on and made the first move to get to save us and giving us his Son, Jesus Christ. And it is self-initiating and it takes responsibility. It does not wait for us, for the others to act first. So that is how love is. Love acts fast. It takes responsibility and it does not do blame games. Oh, unajua vile Adam and Eve walikuwa na blameana pale. Oh, unajua huyu bibi ulinipea. Amekula hii tunda akanipea. Oh, nyoka ulimleta, sijui ulimuumba aje. Amekuja hapa akitingiza tumbo akanipea apple nikakula. Una get? So it's, that was full of blame game, but love is like it takes responsibility. You see? And then love is a choice, based not on an emotion but on a deliberate decision. So this is what we need, and this is what we need to learn, so that we can love one another in a perfect way, just as God perfectly loves us. So God loves us because he has chosen to do so. The Bible does not state why God loves us, by the way. And it is for God so loved the world, because the world is so beautiful, and because the people there pray so much, because the people there are very the Bible does not say though. So the Bible just says God loves the world. He loves the world because he is love, and that is how he is. And the same way he is love, he lives in us and he wants us to love people the same way. And he wants us to express this love to him also. And we were going to learn about how God loves us and how to love him back and how to love ourselves and how to love others in our previous episodes. But for today, we want us to wrap it up and see. And I hope that we are learning something. You can put a comment there. And you can share with friends if you inakubamba hii manze. Share na manze wase wajue huko nje. I think people need to hear this message more and more. Isink kwa vitu zetu. So, how does philia, storge, and eros come into collaboration with agape? Because we have realized the love of friendship is important. The love of family is important. Eros is not also bad, but they have limitations, they have conditions which create a lot of stress and a lot of disappointments. So, correctly understood and exercised in the proper environment, failure, storge, and eros can all be beautiful expressions of agape. Unaona? We can love our friends unconditionally. We can love our families unconditionally. We can express our sexual love to our spouses in unconditional way by trying to satisfy the other person, not only trying to get the other person to satisfy our needs, you see? But not one of them, not one of them by itself is sufficient. So storge is not sufficient by itself. Philo is not sufficient by itself. Eros cannot be sufficient when it stands on itself. You see? So we need the foundation of agape love, unconditional love, so that we can build on these other kinds of love. So, understanding agape is the key to understanding the secrets of the human heart. So as we're going on, we'll be diving deeper into considering God's love for us, as I said, and considering our love for God, our love for ourselves, and our love for others as we lay foundations for greater and healthy relationships. So, I've been your host and teacher, Roger. Happy New Year, guys. See you soon.